The pullout is definitely a must-have when you want to maximize your space. It is also fairly important to know how to live the sort of minimalist life when you choose to live permanently in a mobile home. You have to determine which luxuries in life you can live without and which ones are absolute necessities. Do you really need an oven, or are you good with a small microwave? Do you need a freezer, or a simple fridge will do? Do you value a bathroom that is right where your bed is, or do you need the space to walk around on your bedside even more? These are crucial decisions you have to identify first before you make your purchase wantonly. What are the advantages of an RV? Aside from the fact that owning an RV is pretty much like taking your own comfy home with you wherever you go without worrying about things you might leave behind on a trip or go to the bathroom in the middle of the journey, or even wanting to stretch out, kick back, and relax on your own bed, an RV is the perfect way to go on a vacation with your family and friends. It certainly beats spending heaps and heaps of dough just to get away, because it is inexpensive as it is comfortable and practical. Traveling around on your holiday in an RV also beats checking into a pricey hotel with all of your family and friends. And the costs of living in a hotel for a few days are definitely way higher than renting a campsite to park your RV in. Traveling around in your RV also means that you can even take your pets or your dog with you. And you most definitely can't do that when you're checked into a hotel or on a plane. Kennel fees can be quite expensive too. As for the food, you can save tons of bucks just by cooking your own food, rather than ordering the ridiculously expensive plated meals outside in restaurants and hotel lobbies. You can choose however way you want to cook your food, whether you're on a strict diet or just want to experience the warm comfort of a home-cooked meal. You can set up a campfire and roast up a storm, or set up a grill and have a blast with your barbecue. You can stock up on snacks in your own pantry instead of desperately looking around for a supermarket to buy your chips and drinks when your tummy is grumpy and grumbling. And in case you do get a case of the munchies, you can even snack anytime you want to. On extremely uncomfortable emergency cases of the upset stomach, you don't even have to put up with the dingy public bathrooms to do the deed. You can go comfortably and in your own pace inside your own bathroom. And you don't even have to worry about cleanliness and sanitation because you are following your own basic personal hygiene inside your RV. And if you are feeling a little grimy and want to be instantly refreshed, go take a cold or hot shower at any time. When you are traveling across the country in an RV, you can also basically take whatever you want with you on the road without worrying about what you might have left behind. You can take supplies, spare materials, toys and games for the bored kids, and lots of indoor entertainment for when the weather outside isn't cooperating too well. You can also skip the planning on your outfit for all those days of travel, as you will be bringing your whole wardrobe along with you. You can even have your bikes tag along on the trip with you and load them onto the vehicle at the back of the RV or inside. The possibilities are totally endless. What are the disadvantages of an RV? If it sounds too good to be true, that's because there are pros and always cons to every single venture. If you do not have enough space to store your RV when it is not being used, where will you park it semi-permanently? There are some places where you can rent a space for you to store your RV when it is not in use, but these storage fees can be quite expensive. On top of that, maintenance fees and costs can also skyrocket, especially if you don't want your RV to break down unexpectedly in dreaded remote areas. Parts for the RV are usually more expensive than typical car parts, as they are more specialized. So you have to take maintenance and repair costs into consideration all the time. Another major thing to consider when you are traveling in your RV is that you need to factor in the height of your motorhome. The vehicle might have a height that does not provide enough clearance when you are passing under a bridge, and underneath a bridge is not a good place to get stuck. It will not only cost you loads of cash and compromise your safety during your trip, but it will